So she's just been asked to talk about personal mission and group mission. So can you do that?
So, a couple of things, I guess, that, and we'll talk more about this in the next session, but for me, I think it has to start with the personal call. Each one of us is called by Jesus Christ. So start with a relationship and a personal call. And you're, it's always a bit of a struggle, but you know when you fit in a place, when you feel at home. So for me, I had grown up in a diocesan parish, but as a young adult, the minute I met the Empress, I knew there was something. Now, it didn't stick because I've been teaching in places where there were no Empress, but who would I call on? The old Empress, Father Paul. And when I went to Toronto, there they were again. This time they were saying, come on, like, there's something here for you. So I experienced a call to the fore as an individual. But I realized that at some point that it fit in the Redemptorist character. That call I had, that sense that I had to be in a place where people, where most teachers wouldn't choose to go. I mean, the woman who left the job before me last week, right? So why is it? What is it about? What made the difference? I mean, it was like I was impelled toward the poor. And these were fishermen, they were roughs. And watching in that high school, some of these men learned to cook. I'm talking about their wives as they cooked. And, you know, our relationships, I'm thinking, this is way bigger than being a teacher. This is about identity. So there's a thing about you experience that being a call from Jesus. But we belong in kind of charismatic families, I think. If you think about a charism as a gift of God to the church, then there are all kinds of different generic families of charisms. There are people who are called to be teachers. And that was true for me, but that wasn't the primary thing. The primary thing for me was those that nobody else sees. It wasn't even so much that they were poor, it was that nobody else saw them and loved them. And I realized in the Denver's that I had met up with a bunch who had that same charism that I fit somehow. You know, they were involved in youth ministry, I loved youth ministry. They were involved in preaching in language people could understand, and isn't that what teachers love to do? Mm-hmm. You know, so it was a way that all of a sudden, all kinds of different aspects of my life that I had thought of as, how does that fit with that? And how does that fit with that? Even music, like I taught music. I have a degree in music at some point. And I was thinking, well, how does that fit with religious ed? And how does that fit with preaching? And how does that fit with teaching adults? And then when I met the Empress and realized there was a lot of more musicians and that St. Alphonsus had been a musician, all of a sudden, it was just like, you know, a Rubik's Cube. It was almost like, all of a sudden, it came right. So that my sense of mission fit into theirs. And I loved the fact that I felt like I'd come home, that I'd met, like, it's like I'll use Star Trek images that I met others from another ship. And it was amazing. And the other side of that was that they recognized it too. We didn't always know what to do with that in those days. Mm-hmm. I can remember the one Redemptorist that I was trying to find out stuff about Alphonsus. We had been reading everything he gave the novices to read. And he would get really frustrated. He'd say, if you were a guy, I know exactly what to tell you to do. But you know what to tell a woman to do in those days. And I'd say, well, I don't think you need to tell me to do anything, although I would get upset about it. I'd say, I fit in there somewhere. We kind of made the path by walking. And then when I met Father Lasso, I realized there were already others who were connected to the Empress. So I think the pieces for me are knowing where you're drawn, those people who have the most call on their heart. And you can say it's, we, you know, the lady of the same, the wounded, the abandoned, the ones no one else seems to see or have a good way of reaching out to, then you probably have a redemptorist heart. And so you can get connected now to the family. And there are different ways of belonging to that. One of them is redemptorist associates. There are all kinds of others, but this is one way. And for new things for redemptorists in any kind of organized way, we've tried, even in the Denver province, there have been attempts at forming circles before, and but there's a new intentionality to it with Father Greg and the Province Commission and the North American Commission. Just seems we're at a really good moment in redemptorist life worldwide, certainly in North America, but worldwide. The first time we've ever had a general commission with many people from every continent and redemptorists working together. So personal mission, and then how it for me is realizing that it fits into a bigger picture.
How perfectly typical that the redemptorist would sort of recognize the right time at the most crucial time to do this so that the work that is the most crucial to be done can be done.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful. I came in late and didn't hear how. When was it that you first really met Father Lasso?
That was in 1991.
Okay.
And that was a life-changing kind of encounter. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've met him, I think I've met St. Alphonsus really hundreds of times since then. And it's always inspiring that at our best, we do carry out that spirit of Alphonsus to go, it sounds like Star Trek again, to go where others won't go.
That's true.
But to think about mission as not a job, but people. Mission is those to whom we're sent. Right? Ministry is what you do when you get here. But mission is those to whom we are sent. And you can look at your heart and say, I'm sent. I know myself to have been sent to those who are, the best word is still abandoned, that people, others don't see or can't address or don't know how to speak to. And we're going to talk about it in a minute as in light of redemptorist, actually the way they phrase their mission. So it'll fit in better, I think. But does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So it's you realize when you come home. I remember the night that I went to Pagani, where St. Alphonse died, and stood in front of his tomb, or where his relics are laid. And I wasn't expecting to feel what I don't think you can ever expect to feel what you're going to feel. But all of a sudden I started to cry. And I was so overwhelmed with gratitude. I found myself kind of talking to him in my head, you know, in my heart, and saying, you know, I'm so grateful to you. So much that's good in my life has come because of my connection to you and people who follow you. I just can't say thank you enough. And I think if you can say something like that too, we might never have said this too, but if you could say it to St. Alphonse, you know, I think I fit. I don't have to know how. And my mission is the same people to whom you were sent. For him, it was shepherds and goat herds. And even before that, it was illiterate people in the streets of Naples who he made into catechists without them being able to read or write. We even know their names today. We know the names of four of them. Bernardino, the cowherd. And it was a Luciano who sold chestnuts in the streets. Just Pietro Barbarese. It's just absolutely amazing that we're from a long line of people Alphonsus saw and equipped to go out to fix others in our gaze. Okay, fix by fix, I mean just see. And reach out to them in practical ways. And some of us will be teachers. And some of us will be social workers, and some of us will be singers, And some of us will be maintenance men or women. And some of us will be nurses. And some of us will be clerks. That's only what we do. The who we are is how we fit into this whole picture. And all of those ways of living, the ways we earn a living, the ways we interact in the world, God can use all of those to reach out to the abandoned.